This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. Okay, so the chaos is erupting. There's just people screaming, and there's people running. There's one of the librarians is like, "Dark magic, dark magic, dark magic! Get the dark magic users." And that was weird. It was almost like I had like a weird like English accent, and then it was like, I don't. Where did that go? I don't know where that
can
went.
We get matter. The dark magic users.
Feels like my little accountant character.
Yes, exactly.
On Cthulhu.
That's right.
Black Claws just says, "Where? Get them!"
I think they might be referring to us.
Oh shit!
Where did you come from, by the way?
Out of the dagger. The demon was in the dagger.
Oh, I dropped the dagger. Am I even holding it? I forgot. I'm definitely not holding it. No, I was very specific about that. I have it wrapped up in a cloth.
Yeah.
Well, let's say like you're like it was like wrapped up in a cloth in your pouch, like your pouch or whatever, and that thing popped open. So it's like hanging open. And it's like yeah. And it's like it's still billowing smoke out of it, black smoke out of it. And like, and even it's even kind of like, kind of still like wafting off of Black Claws.
This is where did you come from? You came from, you came out of the dagger? You're out of the dagger. This is great. Looking very like surprised and happy to see you.
But we should probably go. This doesn't look good. Where are we to stay?
We're in Flutterbay. We made it. Welcome back.
Great. Let's go. And we just start to run.
We run. I lead exactly to where I was going to hide before that I don't remember I said I was going to do.
Okay, I want you both to roll a perception for me with disadvantage because of all the dark billowing smoke that's in this place.
Dark billowing smoke. Perception disadvantage. Ooh,
One was an 18 and one was an 8, so it's going to be a 10.
Mine is going to be a 9.
Okay. So you guys start heading towards what you think is a door, and you run into a wall. And before you realize that that's where you're at, and you're going to look to see where the door is, you hear like an alarm go bing, 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 bing. And Black Claws, you recognize this voice as Dyrus Coggle, the headmaster of Flitabay.
I hate that guy.
And he comes onto the microphone, or he comes on like what seems to be a loudspeaker, and he says, "Attention, all students. There's been dark magic that's been happening in the library. If you want to keep this from happening again, please detain whoever has been doing the dark magics. This is your lead. This is your headmaster, Dyrus Coggle, signing off."
Well, that's probably not the best thing. Let me see. Hold on. I can probably.
I have a thing. Unless you want to do a thing.
What's your thing?
So my thing was, I'm just going to cast invisibility on us, and we're going to yeet the fuck out of here.
That was going to be my thing. I was trying to see if I could do multiples, but I can do one. But I can cast it. So do you have castings of it? We can just cast it on ourselves, right? You want to do that?
So because the sorcerer or the warlock is dumb, I can only cast it like at a second level or something. Let me pull a book. Sorry, we're editing already. Although I'm not editing because I'm just showing.
I mean that works. Yeah, at second at higher levels, you can target one additional creature for each slot above second. So you can cast it as a second level.
I think so. I'm trying to find it now. Sorcerer, warlock.
It's third level or higher. You can talk, so if you cast, it's already a second level spell.
We're fourth level. There are two spell slots. It's a second level. No, I guess I can only cast at a second level.
Which I think is probably the level. Because I think that's when it's available, second level. Oh, no, you're right. No, it's probably different for warlocks. Sorry.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. Hold on, here it is. Oh, yeah, higher levels. When you cast a spell using a spell slot of third level or higher, you can target one additional creature.
All right. Well, I can just cast it on myself. You can cast it on yourself, and we'll be good.
yeah. All right. So let's circle back around. So he says, I have invisibility. Unfortunately, I can only cast it on myself.
What a coincidence. I have invisibility, but unfortunately, I can only cast it upon myself at this point.
All right. Put your hand on my shoulder.
No. Oh, I do. Never mind. I do it.
And then we can't, you know, one, two, I count my fingers.
Three, cast.
And we cast at the same time. Simultaneous castings.
And we, so is there a place, because I assume the school relatively is the same as when I was here, right? Like as far mm-hmm. as building structures, are is there a place that I can go to that I know of that's kind of like out of the way, a place maybe I used to hang out?
Are you talking about at the school itself?
At the school itself, right? Because I'm assuming he's gonna tell me that we're supposed to meet. Yeah. So I don't want to leave necessarily, but I also don't want to be where someone with, because it's a magic school, like cast true sight. And he's like, oh, those jackasses are over there.
Well, if I haven't said it yet, we are supposed to meet. I'm supposed to meet Jorfin at midnight in the back of the library.
And what time is it?
It's gotta be like 11:48.
Yeah. I was going to say it's probably early afternoon, actually.
Yeah. Or early afternoon. That probably makes, yeah. That's, yeah. Right, not a lot of time has passed.
So I say to Soot, I'm like, keep your hand on my shoulder. I know a place we can go.
Sweet.
And I keep my hand on his shoulder.
And we try to weave in and out of people, and head to a spot where we can, convey information to each other about what, you know, about what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were in the street 5 minutes ago, and then I was in a dagger, and now all of a sudden then we're in the school.
We're in a dagger fight for the demon. Yeah. Now you're in a smoke-filled library.
Yeah, so why don't I haven't done this in a while. A lot of times when we play fantasy, like, I have you guys kind of determine some of the things that are in your character's lives. So why don't you pick something that you think, a place that you would want, that would be your sanctuary when you went to Flitaway? I'm making you do the GM's work. That's what I'm doing.
No, that is beautiful and perfect. I love that.
Thank you.
just a heads up for whenever I start GMing again. Damn it. Shit like that.
I think it's probably like a quiet spot. You know, not like in like an open park green, but like maybe part of like a green space within the school. You know, maybe it's like a long walking path or like a hedge maze kind of like contemplative space, since he didn't hang around with like a ton of people. I think it's something like that. It's kind of like off out of the way. It'd be a little bit quieter. Obviously, the alarm is going off and we could still hear it. People probably like leave that space so we can dip in and not be seen.
Okay. Sounds good. So yeah, you decide, I'll pick the hedge maze. I like that. So you are like, you're like, as long as we find the door, we can head out, we can head west, and it's going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys head out, and as you head out of the library, I want you both to roll me another perception check.
Okay. Straight up.
Just straight up this time.
Just a point again. Of order. Do I still sound the same?
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah, okay, I think so.
All right, perfect. I did a jury rigging thing to try and.
I love it. I love your blanket.
The sound. I can hide if I need to. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. What am I doing? You said perception straight up.
Yep.
Oh, 19 plus 2, 21.
Nice.
Nice.
I see it all.
So So, Soot, you realize that there is still black smoke coming off of Black Claw still. So even though you both are invisible, it looks like there's a trail of black smoke going west.
I know this is probably a dumb question, but like, this is like a magical thing that's happening to him. I'm wondering if I even have a spell.
Why don't you roll me a Arcana check?
I would be honored to try this. 10 plus 1, 11.
Okay. Actually, do you want to take that off? You kind of sound kind of muffled now. And again, it's okay if we hear a little bit of background. So I'm just going
to
say that
trying for to keep everybody. It. I'm trying to keep my clicker on the muter.
Yeah, no worries. I'll just say it right here. Like we have just to let everybody know, we have lives. People come in and out of our stuff or whatever. So we apologize for the background.
Never admit that. Ever.
We don't have lives. That's why we're doing this. Yes. So.
We don't want the lives.
We could be writing the great next great American novel or sailing the seas, but we're not.
We are in our imaginations.
Yeah. That's right.
Imagination. If you know, you know.
Oh my god. Each creature, I got this weird spell. I'm trying to see if this would help at all. Giggling. Nope. Okay, so I got an 11 on the Arcana check. I don't know if I said that.
Yeah, so you assume that the smoke, the inky blackness that's coming off of them is something that it's possibly what came, you know, him coming out of the dagger, and it's something that probably eventually will go away, but you don't know for sure.
Okay, this inky blackness is going to be a problem. So we need to probably beat feet and get there a little faster.
What are you talking about?
Do you not see the inky blackness that is emanating from you, from your body, from your person
right now?
But you can see the inky black smoke.
So he stops, and I assume you like run into the back of me, and then I hold my arm up in front of in front of my face.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I guess there's just like a faint, you know, like smoking. Hold on, don't move. And he throws himself on the ground and he starts to roll around on the ground.
Classic. Good. Classic. What is it?
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yes. Does that do anything, Kurt?
I'll let the dice decide. It just looks like someone created a fire on the ground. It's perfect. Still billowing.
Is it shit? It's not working.
That didn't work. It didn't snuff any of the invisible fire out.
And then I can't help it. Like I'm rolling, and then like I look over, and his leg is there, and I just like I grab it with both of my hands.
Ow! Ow! That's me. That's me.
Sorry.
I understand.
And then I get up and I touch your shoulder. It's like, okay, give me your hand.
Okay. And then here's my hand.
We have to get out of line of sight. I just look for trees, like directly where we are, for like trees to get out of line of sight.
Yeah, for sure. So you, in your kind of like confusion and like what the heck is going on kind of thing, you realize that the maze is not that far from where you're at right now. So you could easily bolt it into the inside of the maze and should have cover. Hopefully the smoke doesn't go above and they can see it they can see it that way, but that's just a chance you're going to have to take.
Okay.
Well, we're in a maze. So even if it is, we'll be able to constantly stay ahead until we run into the Minotaur. Of course.
Do we, I wouldn't necessarily want to grab anything off of anybody. There's no cloth anywhere we could grab, right? No blanket, like nothing's hanging out on a line or anything. You know, it's not like running through a neighborhood. We're at a school.
Yeah, you basically have to steal a tunic off of somebody or something like that. You know, it's still kind of chaos and people are pointing it at the smoke going, black magic, get the black magic. People are starting to kind of run towards you and away from you and kind of things, that kind of thing. So yeah, you'd have to basically fight somebody's clothing off of them, basically.
I said, give me your cloak.
I take my cloak off and I give it to him. It would be invisible until I take it off. It doesn't matter. I take the cloak off and I try to like put it where he is.
Yeah,
here's my cloak. He's trying to hand it to me and I'm missing it and he's grabbing.
That's a good idea.
Grabbing over each other. He's like, stop moving
each other's hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it
feels my head, my shoulder.
Yeah,
puts it on.
Yeah,
Did that do anything?
Does that tamp it down? If it's coming off of my skin, right? Yes. If I put something on top of it.
Yep. So you're smoking. You see smoke come off of you like your grandma when she used to smoke, kind of thing. But like that's it. It's not a billowing smoke like that. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to generalize about your grandma.
No, my grandma smoked like a chimney.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, I can remember walking into her apartment and feeling like soot feels right now in the black haze. Yeah. All right, I think we did it. I think that might have to do. So let's get to the maze.
Yeah. Let's go. And we beat feet towards the maze.
Yep, sounds good. Yeah. So you're kind of headed towards the maze. There's gonna be surprisingly a lot of roles in this campaign now. Recently, it feels like. I want you, Black Claws, to roll me what would that be to remember how the maze is? Because you haven't been there for a hot second.
There's no
history.
I don't know if history, like, I don't know if the a tangential application of history, which I don't have. Investigation, maybe.
I don't know. Investigation doesn't sound like it either.
I mean, it would either one would be tangential. So maybe a straight int or a straight whiz, almost like a save, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe like an int roll to remember, and you can add your proficiency bonus. Does that make sense? No, that's just a skill. That's just a skill you're proficient in.
Yeah, well, what's your wisdom? What's your wisdom bonus?
None. I don't have a bonus in either one of those things.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then just do a straight up roll then.
Yeah, they are not key stats for me, so they are 10.
That's interesting. Using the int stat with your
9.
Okay. so you're trying to remember the maze, and you're like, you take a left, and you're like, go this way and go that way, and then you come up, and you're like, wait a minute. This feels like I just went this way. And then you're like, oh, well, I'll backtrack. We'll go to the right this time and we'll take a left. And then you're like, you stop again and you're like, this doesn't seem right. I really feel like, did I remember this leaf before? Like, it seems like you're not getting anywhere.
It seems like we're not getting anywhere.
We're just not getting towards the center.
Right. That's true. You're doing a lot of walking. You're getting tired.
Getting my steps in for sure.
It has been a number, I haven't been here in a while. Well, what do they say for a maze? You take the left, right? I mean, is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm not sure of any actual rules. I don't know if that would, I'm not sure, but I'll say this. If we're lost in the maze, that can be advantageous to us when we're trying to stay hidden, I feel like.
I mean, I guess, but we will have to get out at some point.
Right.
The invisibility will only last for about an hour.
Yeah, I have. Well, I can do it again. I can do it like one more time.
I am no longer able to cast any spells today.
Okay. Well, maybe we can find a nice place to take a nap.
Oh, I could take a little cat nap.
Ooh, a little cat nap.
Somebody roll me a D4.
That's not the 4. That's a 6. 4.
Okay. You hear coming from the west, you hear an amplified voice, and you hear somebody saying, "Hello, dear black magic user. My name is Jairus Coggle, and you have been using dark magics at my school, which is not permitted anymore. Come out with your hands up and surrender, and we will be forced. We will take it easy on you when we turn you into the local authority. If you decide to not come out willingly, we will be forced to come in and take you by force. I will give you 10 minutes to decide. No, I will give you 2 minutes to decide before I send my man inside this maze."
I don't think we could get out in 2 minutes, even if we wanted to at this point. I'm not sure where we are.
No, we definitely can't. I think, do we call there? But I mean, they have to know the way around the maze, right? I mean, you know the school.
Well, so the entrance, so how would that work? I guess the entrance and the exit would be the same?
In this one, there is an entrance and an exit that are opposite.
On the opposite side of the maze?
Yep.
I would assume there is. The exit is on the other side, which means we have to go kind of like waves his paw around.
I don't know. I don't know how you can know. Okay, well, I think we just pick away and go.
Yeah, yeah. But they probably came in from that side, too. They'd be stupid if they didn't.
Right. And they're probably not stupid.
Well, I mean, we can't know that for sure.
No, I mean, probably not. But I think probably best course is to just keep going. So try to just use your best, put your best effort to remember, you know, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to, oh, maybe I could, I try to find his shoulders and I put my hands on his shoulders and it ends up being like his waist and his head or something. I don't know. And
scratch right there.
I start scratching right there. Like he says,
you hear my foot tapping on the ground.
Good. I know this is good. They know this is good. I start, I keep scratching. I go, I know you can figure this out. I know if you just dig down deep and put yourself back in that place where you were all those years ago when you blew a hole in the tower, I guess. That was a new thing for me to see. That was fun. I know you can figure this out. And I do I give him the bardic inspiration to hope to maybe earn him a reroll to try to figure it out. Want to do that?
Yes. Okay. Keep that.
I know. You just have to dig deep. Just dig deep. And I just keep scratching.
All right, hold on. We're going
to roll it quick. Game. Roll it quick, John. Roll it quick.
No. Bad, John. Bad. So I want you both to grab a D4, a D6, a D8, a D10, a D12, and a D20.
What the fuck, bro?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah.
This is how many people are coming in.
Yeah. So a whole set of dice, basically. A whole set of dice.
Okay. What is it? Okay. This is D. I want it to be all Midwest resin.
Okay, are we rolling them all at the same time?
No. So what's gonna happen is you are both gonna try to help each other figure out how you're gonna get out of this maze. Okay. So the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna tell me how you're gonna do that. Whether it's, oh, I think of this, or I'm gonna use like a spell. Like I won't have you use the spell, but I will have it be like part of trying to get out of this maze. Okay. And every time that you do, whether it's you thinking to give, if you start giving Black Claws an idea, or Black Claws, if you're going to do it, or if you're going to give Soot an idea, Black Claws, what we're going to do is we're going to start with a D4 and we're going to roll it. And I'm going to give you a number that you have to roll and you have to be successful. If you're successful, well, there'll be a successful number and a failure number. Okay. So every time you roll the dice, if you get a success, you move on to the next die. If you get a failure, you move back to the beginning. And then whenever you get five successes or five failures, then something good or something bad will happen.
Hmm. Interesting.
So it's kind of like a skills challenge, but it's a little, I'm making it a little different. So we get to use all of our dice instead of rolling a D20 all the time and, you know, failing or not failing kind of thing.
Okay. So I slap his hand because he's still scratching me. I'm like, hold on, give me a minute. He puts his arms up and kind of like puts his head down, and he just kind of like listens and kind of like tries to center himself to see like if I get like any sense of things, right? Like in time and space and whatever, mm-hmm. being able to wield the cosmic powers of nature and whatnot to kind of like tune into that jam. Like he's becoming one with the force. That's what I want to try to do here.
For sure. Also because Soot gave you that inspiration too, you can reroll once during this whole challenge.
Nice.
Just make sure you tell me when. Okay.
Yeah.
So for this D4 challenge, you have to roll me a 3 or a 4, and then a 1 is a failure. If you roll a 2, you can just re-roll until you get something good or something bad.
Mm. Okay. Now here we go. Yeah, it's a 4.
All right, perfect. You automatically do it. So that's one success. Give me a second because I need to write down successes and failures here.
So no one can see it, but his ears are moving. You know, his whiskers are twitching. He's going to kind of like cock his head one way and then sort of the other way. And he's trying to, you know, look, see if I could smell where they're coming from, see what I can hear, you know, their metal, you know, the armor jingling or whatever. I try to get a sense from which direction. So like, kind of have an idea of where we came in, sort of, or like he thinks he does. So he wants to go opposite. So if I hear stuff here, I'm going to go that way. If I hear stuff there.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll tell you exactly what you hear. So you kind of take a listen and you're kind of thinking about when Professor Coggle actually was talking, and you're like, okay, it sounded like he was coming from the west. That's because he was on the west side of this maze, but you're kind of thinking about it and you're listening and you kind of like, you can kind of hear the breeze kind of move through the maze too. And you're like, wait a minute. If I remember before, a lot of times when me and some of my friends that I actually liked would go out, we'd actually do this at night and we'd close our eyes and we'd actually run into the maze and we'd let the wind kind of guide us. Sometimes we run, you know, straight into the bush and, you know, get something in our eye or whatever, but sometimes the wind would actually tell us where we're going. And you're like, okay, well, we're actually not as far in the maze as we thought we were. And so you're kind of like just inside, well, not just inside, but just barely inside the maze on the west side. And so what's happening is you can still hear the headmaster outside of the maze, but you can tell that whoever is helping him is headed towards the inside of the maze.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need to go this way.
And like, I start to walk and shit. And then like, I kind of reach around until I hit Soot and then I grab his hand.
Ow. Okay. Got it. You retract your claws when you're reaching out for into the.
Oh, sorry. It's habit. First habit.
Yep. So you start to head east, then you go north, and then you go east again, and then you're caught, and you are at this like
spot. Oh shit! They caught us. It's done. Over.
It's damn over. It. Game's over. Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Credits roll.
Yeah, and you get kind of stunned for a second. You're like, wait a minute. I feel like I should know exactly where I'm going from here, but for some reason, this doesn't seem very familiar. So, what do you do next?
I don't know. I had a thought. I had a thought. Like this is it's like a maze made of like bushes, right? Like trees and stuff. Is that what
it was? Hedges?
Yeah. Hedges. A hedge maze. We said that a number of times.
That's where the name comes from.
I was right. Yeah, I don't get out a lot. So I had a thought. Maybe like there's a way to see like where like creatures. There's got to be a bunch of like naturally type creatures here. I wonder if we could like track and see like disturbances in the ground. Maybe there's a way to find out what direction they go to get out. Does that make any sense?
I mean, it could. If something got stuck in the maze, I'm assuming it would be able to find its way out.
Yeah, I want to try to do that. I'm going to look at the ground and see if I can like pick up a trail of like where creatures that would get caught in the maze would start running. Like little, you know, mice and rabbits and shit would find their way in.
Well, if people would know the maze, then the way through would be more well trampled.
It would. Yeah. That's what I was. Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to find a way to use survival. I remember sucking at skill challenges in the past.
It would be the same thought, though, right? Like,
it's definitely the same thought. Like, yeah. So like animals or other humans who get caught in here or other whatever people. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Nice. All right. Perfect. So, yeah. Soot, I would love for you to roll a d6 for me.
I get rid of the d4 now because he already used it. It's like a joint.
Yep, correct.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, you bet. I'll roll a d6.
So you're going to roll a d6. If you get a 5 or a 6, you pass. If you get a 1 or a 2, you fail.
I got a 2. If you
get anything in between, okay.
I got a 2, right. Which makes sense because Soot would have no fucking clue how to do this.
Yep.
So I'm looking at the ground. And I'm like, yes, excellent. Of course. And
so like you're looking at the grass and actually it looks like it's been freshly cut, so like there's no imprints or anything like that. You unfortunately like there's no you see something that you think, okay, well maybe that's, you know, maybe that's something or whatever. And as you kind of like walk through and you're kind of guiding, you're kind of holding Black Claw's hand and you're kind of going through or whatever, you realize somebody was just, this is going to sound dumb, but I don't care. It's like someone was just pushing a rock around and then all of a sudden the rock is just right in the middle of something. And you're like, the fuck is this rock doing here? You know? So you have failed at figuring it out and you've actually gone backwards.
Oh, Would I even know that I had us go backwards? I think we've gone backwards. Maybe Blacko's like, nope, definitely saw that hedge. We're definitely in the wrong direction.
Shit. Well,
I'm sorry. I really thought I had something there. I was trying. I was really
It was a good try. It was a good try.
Damn it.
Well, so if the east, he was in the west.
I look up to pinpoint the direction of the sun, assuming an east-west sun trajectory. Yeah. Whatever direction the sun normally moves in.
Yeah, no, that's in perfect.
This time and space. Yeah.
So instead of going, I had an idea to go back to the other dice, but I think we're just going to keep going. We're going to rifle through all these. If we have to go back to the D4 going the other way, that's fine. So I want you to roll a D8 for me. Wait a minute. And if you roll a 7 and an 8, you succeed. If you roll a 1, 2, or 3, you fail just because of the pass failure.
3.
Nice.
It's cloudy out.
Fuck.
What did you roll? I'm sorry. I didn't actually hear it.
3.
A 3. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So like you go to see where the sun is and it's just like all of a sudden a cloud just gets in the way and you're kind of like, well, it feels like it would be going this way, you know, and you start kind of heading a little bit and you do the same thing. You're like, wait a minute. I feel like I've been here before. What's going on? And, you know, and they kind of look again. You're like, wait a minute. That can't be right kind of thing. And you actually hear footsteps but directly behind you. But luckily, it's not where you can see.
So like in a parallel part of the maze, kind of like sort of like we're in this part of the maze and it goes wherever and they're in this part of the maze.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, eventually you could probably meet up. Just right now, you don't see it. You don't see each other. Luckily for you guys, you're not like making a lot of noise, but they are. So you can hear them.
I kind of want to go opposite them, but we also sort of want to catch them and get around them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shh, and just wait to hear which direction they're moving in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like if they're coming, so if we're here, it's going to be useful on the podcast. If I'm on the left side of the hand and they're on the right side of the hand, and the path goes north, goes up. If they're moving this way, I almost feel like we want to move that way because we want to loop back around so we can go the way that they came. Right. Yep. If that makes sense.
That's perfect.
So
this time, go ahead.
So I whisper in his head. I know it says I have to see him, but I know he's right here and I'm physically touching him. So I use my awakened mind and I say, we're going to move in the direction that they're moving because they know which way to go to get into the center. So we need to catch them and go past.
I nod, but you can't see because we're invisible.
Nice. So we wait, you know, 30 seconds to listen to the direction of movement, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then whether that's paralleling them to, you know, or to see if they're coming closer and then move past them. Like, we don't know how many there are. We don't know if they're moving like 2 abreast or 3 abreast. So if we can stay like along the edge of the hedge.
Yeah.
I assume they're not like plowing through with a staff or something, right? Like they're just walking through the maze because they're looking for somebody.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And the hedge is so thick, you'd have to like literally just poke a staff through to like bump into somebody, and that'd be difficult to do.
Right. How wide is the maze? It was like 2 normal people wide, 4 normal people wide.
Yeah, we'll say like 2.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, Black Claws, why don't you roll me a D10? Okay. If you roll a 1 through 4, you fail. And if you roll an 8, 9, or 10, you succeed. Anything else, you can reroll.
10, baby.
10?
10.
Beautiful.
Double success.
Okay. Make sure when you tell me what you roll to make sure your face is near the mic.
I got a 10.
Perfect. Because I think you do the thing where you look at it and you go 10, and I'm like, what did you say?
Yeah.
just want to make sure. Yeah, perfect. So because you rolled a 10, I'm gonna say that you hear exactly where they're going. You go in the opposite direction, and even though you may not be getting through the maze as quickly as you'd like to, you're actually getting through it pretty sufficiently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can hear that the voices are getting more distant and more distant. Okay. And then you hear Dyrus Coggle's voice again, and he says, "Well, it doesn't seem like you're going to be willing to give yourselves up, so we're going to speed this up just a little bit, and hopefully nothing happens to you. My apologies if they do, but hopefully we'll be able to see you very soon." And you hear, actually, I want you both to roll a perception for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 18 9. Plus 2, 20.
I am not perceptive tonight. I'm concentrating on my spell.
Nice. So, Soot, you hear crackling, like someone has started something on fire.
Uh-oh. I think maybe they have started a fire. Now, do you hear that crackling? That doesn't sound like non-fire.
You know how long it took them to create the maze? He's just going to burn it down.
I mean, I guess when you're so intent on eradicating what you believe dark magics to be, you'll do anything. You'll destroy anything. So I
suppose that's the case.
Great. So I'm still invisible. Can I climb up this hedge to see if I can get a vantage point? Are they too tall?
It's like 10 feet tall. You could try, but even though it's a thick hedge, it's not really much of a thing you can.
So there's not really supportive limbs that I'd be able to get. Okay.
And plus you're threatening giving yourself up too if you make enough noise.
That's true. Okay. So that's I kind of grabbed some of the hedges and I'm like pulling on. I'm like, no, that's not weight bearing. That's not going to support me. So that's not going to work. Well, so can I try to see if I can't get a sense of where the fire is coming from? Like what direction?
Yeah, roll me another perception check.
Okay. Oh, are we out of the dice thing?
Oh, no, you're not. No, not at all.
Okay, so this is just a perception check for this?
This is just a regular perception check.
Okay,
so 10. He wants to go up the hedge. And I have my paws linked together and I'm kind of like kneeling over, but he can't see me because we're both invisible.
Yeah, it's not. All right. So I got a 12 total.
Second highest perception check of the night.
So, yeah. What was you asking?
I was trying to get a sense of where it was coming from so that we make sure we're not moving towards it.
Oh, for sure. You feel now that you are almost completely to the east wall and it's coming from the west wall where he was. Dyrus was.
It's coming from the west wall.
Of course it is. He probably set the fire himself, jackass.
What a absolute piece of shit.
I never liked him.
I can see why.
I feel like we're close though.
We have to be, right? We have to be.
And remember, I'm letting you use spells if you want without using a spell, without using the slot.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to make Earth Tremor work.
Can I use deception? I confuse the hedges to open up a path.
Nice. Let's go.
Okay, I know we're in fantasy, but we're not that fantasy over here. I talk to the trees and they move for me.
All of a sudden, we're in the middle of an ent moot.
it's not a hedge maze; it's an ent maze.
Yes.
Well, so let me throw this past you, because this doesn't work like this at all. But I have True Strike, which is it's another concentration spell. Forget it. I ask Artux. I say,
what are you asking,
Artux? I say, are you Artux? If you have a moment,
he kind of laughs. He's like, I've got all day.
I know you said before that you use my senses, but is there anything that you can detect, determine, see? I feel like we're close to the edge of the maze, but I just can't quite suss it out. And I really would prefer not to be immolated today.
Okay, so he says, well, I suppose I could try. Sometimes I am good with direction and where things end up. So I could concentrate, I suppose, but you'd probably have to let me take over for the moment.
Will your concentration affect my concentration is my question, because currently we are invisible.
He says, He says, I don't know. I said, he says, maybe if you concentrate and I concentrate, we'll concentrate together and things will be fine.
That makes sense. I mean, you are your own mind. So if you concentrate on your thing, he kind of like shrugs. He puts his hands up and he shrugs.
Okay. So yeah. So if you are willing to let him take over your body, he will do that. Mm-hmm. I will have you roll a constitution, like saving throw, basically, to make sure that you can keep the concentration as you switch. All right. I'll have it be with advantage because I like that thought. So,
all right, an 8.
That's with advantage.
Yeah, I rolled a 2 and a 6.
Oh my!
Oh.
Okay. So yeah. It's so
best game ever.
Yeah, so Artux takes over your body and you blink into existence.
Fuck.
Artux concentrates, and as he concentrates, so you see that Black Claws, he emits like a light that's coming over him. It's like a soft white light that comes over his body and it kind of illuminates, and you hear voices kind of from like all over the place, like, what is that? What is that? What is that? And as Artux is concentrating, he all of a sudden, it's like a ghost or like a soft light apparition, like escapes from his body and goes north and goes past and goes like through the hedges. And you can hear it go, and then you can hear,
whoa.
And then Artex says in your mind, Black Claws, he says, I think I may have found your exit. So even though you don't know, might know exactly how to get there, you know where the exit is. So it's basically in the east, the northeast corner.
Okay. So when he comes back, I guess, and relinquishes control, I'm like, can you do anything about this? And he like holds his hands up. He's like, I'm visible.
Oh, yes, of course. And I cast my last invisibility on him so that he is now invisible again.
Nice. So you blink out of existence again. So yeah. So how are you going to try to find your way to the exit now that you know where it is?
Is he able to in some way relay to me?
And like, go right, go left.
Well, maybe not as specific as that, but like... Right, because he went through the hedges and not through the maze.
Yep.
But like he said, he had like a direction sense kind of thing. So like, if he points, right, or like if I re-inhabit my body and he's pointing in a direction, right, then I know we have to be, to try to like mark that. So again, I look up like towards the sun, try to mark where the sky is, like what our orientation is, if I can see. I don't think we could see anything, right? Because 10 feet, you're not going to be able to like see out other than up, like a landmark kind of thing. But try to clock where the sun is, where like specific clouds. I mean, not that the clouds aren't moving, but like that's slow, mm-hmm. right? And make our way in that general direction using those visual cues that we can.
So yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to have you roll another dice. So this time you're going to roll a D12. If you roll a 1 through 4, you fail. If you roll an 8 through 12, you succeed.
3.
I won't. You don't have to do it, but you still have that reroll.
Oh, available. Yeah. I'm going to reroll. Yeah. It.
All right. Sounds good.
Fuck it. 1.
Oh, no.
Yay.
All right. Yeah. So like... So what's happening is for some reason, as Artex switches back and he's back in your mind, he is having a tough time like actually speaking to you. He's like, yeah, first you need to go that way. And he's not even saying a direction. He's like saying in your mind, you have to go that way. And then you have to take a kind of an L shaped, or is it a T shaped? Wait. And Artux, like, are for you some having reason, a stroke? Yeah, he's like, I don't know what's happening to me. Usually when we have this simpatico relationship and you let me have the wheel, I'm fine. But for some reason, my mind is jumbled.
Well, that will have to be a later problem for now.
He says, okay. Don't mind me. I'm just going to sit back and have an ale. And you're like, what? It's in your mind. So something is obviously happened between the transfer.
Gotcha.
You start to feel heat.
Shit, not this way.
Can't see it, but you can feel it.
I got this this potion of vertical speed where my jumping is doubled. I wonder how helpful that could be if I could jump and I could try to take like a mental snapshot of the maze. If I can figure it out that way, is that skill challenging enough?
I think that's perfect. You don't really have a jump. You have a speed, but you don't.
Then sure. Not yeah. It was like potion of vertical speed. And then I wrote jumping doubled or whatever. So I was definitely.
I want you to roll a insight for me.
I can roll an in. Oh, the hell was that? Okay, we're fine. I will roll the insight.
Roll with advantage too.
God, okay, thank you. I'll take the advantage happily after that first roll. Well, 13 plus 15.
That's perfect. Okay, so you think that even though you're not the slowest person or the fastest person, you think that maybe Black Claws would be better with this just because of his nimbleness.
Oh, yes. He's definitely more nimble. All right.
Who's more nimble?
You are more nimble. I take this potion. It doubles your vertical speed. You'll be able to jump super high. Yeah. There's a floating jar in the air or it would be invisible too. Cause that's how the spell works.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly like pawing it, like, okay, hold out your hand. And then I put it in your hand when our hands finally meet.
I got it.
Did you have it?
Yes.
Okay. Drink it. And then you can jump super high. And then you and Artux can join forces.
Oh, I think he's offline for right now.
He can go offline?
It's weird. He may be having a stroke. I'm not sure how feasible that is. I mean, he's... incorporeal.
He's having a stroke. Doesn't that mean that you would have one too? Like, what is it? Like a stroke inside of your own brain that's not your own stroke? What happens then?
I'm not sure. Am I smiling? You're muted.
I'm sorry. Yes, I couldn't. I just couldn't know.
Shit. All right. Well, cheers. And he pops the top off the potion.
Bottoms up.
chugs it down.
And I have two more uses of I'll hold on to that. I have two more uses of Bardic Inspiration, so I want to. I'll wait. We'll wait to see what happens.
Link your hands together. Throw me.
Oh, that's a great idea. You're gonna do so well. I can't wait to see exactly how I step on his foot. That's my head. It's fine. Oh, as long as it's helping you, I guess. I try my best to stand. I'm trying not to move.
I put my hands down. I touch the top of his head. I'm like, cool, all right. And then like I get his shoulders and I'm like, okay, well, if he's on the ground, it should kind of be. Oh, no. I didn't mean to kick in the stomach. Oh,
it's fine.
There it is.
I'm realizing that when you jump, you're going to have a lot of downward pressure upon my small, frailish, changeling body.
No. Just up and over. I'm not going to go this way a little bit.
Okay. All right. Let me just get my balance. Okay. All right.
One, two, three. So he propels me up and I use my cat like grace to like just it's like that cat in the video, his arms and legs are all akimbo.
just looks wrong.
That's perfect.
But I will land on my feet. Always.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I want you to roll me a d20. And what's going to happen is you're gonna roll until you roll me a 1 or a 20. Guess which one fails and which one is successful.
Ooh, that's a 7. I thought it was a 1. 13. You want me to just like roll multiples at a time?
Oh, yeah. You can do whatever you want.
There it is.
So Soot tries to upsy daisy, upsy fella, and throws you to the west side over the hedge, where now you are deep within a fire.
Ow. That's what's happening. Are you in are you on a fire?
I'm on fire, Ricky Bobby.
Well,
we were just watching that last night. That was funny.
Well, you but jump again. You should still have use of the potion. Should still be like working.
Shit. So he gets all the way down, like he crunches all the way down,
And he just like yeets himself like at and try to like get over the bush.
I quickly get out some rope too. I have some rope. I'm like trying to like find the rope within my invisible bag.
Nice.
Let me find some rope. I'll throw some rope over there.
I won't be able to see it. Damn it.
All right. So we're going to go back to the D4. So you roll me a 4, you succeed. You roll me a 1, you fail. If you roll a 2 or 3, you roll again.
4. The only four. Die nice. I can make work.
Right. You're killing yes. it on the fours.
Right.
The we should be playing Savage Worlds. I'd roll this motherfucker again. That's a 6.
Yeah. So you leap back over and it you were kind of like patting yourself as you kind of fly over, but also the wind kind of blows off or whatever. And you fall to the ground and you don't fall to the ground. You of course fall on all 4 feet. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
Yeah, just it looks like feet. It looks like you're billowing again, just a different kind of billowing.
Right.
Oh, that smells. Oh, it's so bad.
The inky black smoke has been replaced by a grayish singy smoke.
That's terrible. It's a terrible smell.
Not great smell. But what did you see? You must have seen something, right?
No, I went the wrong way. I went into the fire.
Right. That's right. You did go into the fire, so you saw nothing. So let's just sit down and just wait to get caught.
No, because we'll be burned before they catch us. It's the fire is right over there.
Okay. Well, then we move away from the fire. We just have to we just have to move. But nothing we're doing is working. We're just lost in a maze right now.
Yeah, you hear this somebody thing is say
complicated.
You hear somebody say this way, and they're coming from yourself.
Let's go to the north.
Well, I mean, they can't see us, so even if we run over, we can see who it is.
That's true. Why don't we do that? Let's just stay put. They'll just run right by us.
Well, let's move quickly but quietly.
Okay. All right.
Those two things are not mutually exclusive.
No.
So you're going to walk towards them to see who they are and what they're doing?
Well, if they're coming this way, won't they just go right by us? Like, won't they run into us?
Well, if you're standing right in the middle of everything, if you plant yourself against the bushes,
yeah, I'm assuming we'd like, you know, like do the old press up against the wall.
Yeah. Did it sound? Did it sound like a guard? You know, did it have a gruff?
Yeah, it sounded like the guys that are coming to get you. Like you.
Okay,
could,
then
like,
we go the other way. Yeah.
So here's the deal, though, right? Like if we press against the wall. If we let them come and go by us, then we can reverse track their footsteps out of the maze because it's been established that it's well mowed. But so there's no way that we can see footprints, but we should see theirs because they just came in and trampled this way. We should be able to find our way out the way we came in if we just let them go by us, right?
Yes. Yes, we can just follow. Good plan.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see if it's a good plan. I'm not the best tracker.
All right. So I'm going to have you roll the D6 this time. 5, 6, you succeed. 1, 2, you fail. Anything in between, you reroll.
Oh, I got a 5.
Wow, with that face, I thought for sure it was bad. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was expecting it to be bad.
Yeah. So you guys press against the shrubs and like they, like you think they would be running, but they look like they're like menacingly kind of walking and just scoping out everything. And they like just like, barely pass you, you know, you're like trying not to breathe, you know, and you're almost doing like the I can't think of it, like the little sorry, no one's gonna know this reference, but there is a movie called The Emperor's New Groove, and Kronk he's leaning against the wall pretending no one can see him even though everyone can see him, and he's going because mm-hmm. he's doing his own little theme song. So that's kind of what you guys are doing, like holding your breath hoping no one will see you. And they pass right by you.
Beautiful. Now we just reverse trace their steps. Like I said before, should we wait for them to come back and follow them out?
I mean, if you think that's better, we could follow. Well, we could follow them to try to find our way out from the other side. Or, I mean, I can't imagine they're expecting us to go out the way we came in.
I don't think we can get back that way. It's on fire.
So they set fire. Is that what I missed? They set fire to the place that they came from, so we can't get out the way we came in?
I believe that, so. That's where Coggle was on the other side.
Okay, then we have to follow them. Right. So we follow them. So we do. Very stealthily.
Okay.
While invisible.
So this is going to be our last challenge, because either you fail or you win, because you have 4 successes and 4 fails. So...
I preload my hand crossbow and I load my blunderbuss.
Nice. So
I think you should.
Here's the last challenge. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes. You're going to start with the D4 and continue to roll every single one up. So you're going to start with the 4, go with the 6, go with the 8, go with the 10, go with the 12, go with the 20. Every time you roll, if you get the highest number, if it's a D4, it's a 4, you move on to the next one. If at any time you roll a 1 on any of the dice, you go right back to the 4. So within 2 minutes, you have to roll every dice to its highest point, and you can just keep rolling until you get a failure or you get a success.
Okay.
So it's up to you who wants to do it. If at any point you want to stop and hand it over to the other person, I will pause and let the other person do it.
4, 6, 8, 10. I just had these. Why I put them back over here, I don't know. And now I can't find them. List 12. I'll just use this one for the 10. All right, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 20.
Yeah, I've already rolled 2 or 3 ones. It's all on you, bud.
All right, so we're trying to use some sort of law of average here. Okay, or some sort of... okay, all right. So I'm trying to get the highest roll on each of these.
Yep, correct.
Oh, God.
And if you get a 1 each time, you go back to the 4.
Go back to the... Okay, all right.
Yep.
Okay, let me just space them out so that I'm like I'm playing jacks.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Do your stretches, you know, pray to whoever God you pray to. Get some water in your system. Do whatever you need to do before we start. That's a good
idea. My throat's getting all scratchy. Okay, I am ready.
I believe in you.
What if I roll a 1 on the D4, though? Is that it?
You just keep rolling the D4?
Okay, all right. Because there's nowhere to go. All right,
that's right.
I'm ready. You say go, and then I'll start.
All right, I will let you know. Ready and start.
Okay. No, the 4 is all set. Okay. 6. Nope, that's not a 3, 4, 3, 4, 1. So that goes. I go back to the D4. Okay. This is pretty. That's a 4. 6.
D8.
I'm on the eight. Oh, I just rolled a 1. Eight. Okay.
Back to the 4. Minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, all the way back to the 4. You don't go back 1 dot. Oh, okay. All right.
Nope.
Okay, gotcha. Wait, it's off the table. No, it's a 1. John, we're dead. That's screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, 4, 3, 3, 3. Oh my God. 6.
1 minute left.
Okay, I'm out of the D8s. 2. Oh my God. Tonight. Dead.
D10.
Oh, wait. On the a 10 is a 10, right?
0.
0.
Yep, 0 is a 10.
0. Okay, then that's a 1. Then I have to go back to the D4.
Oh.
4. D6. Okay. 6. 8.
30 seconds.
So I need double zeros. Okay.
Or, double zeros. Or is, okay. Yep.
You got a 1 and a D12.
Oh, no.
Let me just go back to the D4.
15 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a 4. Oh, 6. Oh, that was lucky. Oh, that's a 1. Back to the D4. Screwed.
Time's up.
Okay. We're screwed.
So you start following the guys back. And they're kind of going through the maze and they look like they're going to go out the other way, trying to see where you're going and stuff like that. And you actually do follow them out. And then as you kind of get out and you're like, okay, well, we can get out of here. We can get, you know, whatever. You hear a voice from your right and you hear a voice go, well, played right into my hands. And I really do enjoy catching no good as like yourselves. You know, you can take those veils off so I can see your pretty faces.
I mean, how does he see us if we're invisible?
Because he is a really powerful wizard and he can sense you.
Okay.
No.
And I push you when we run.
Yes, we just run. we just book it.
Serpentine.
We're both serpentining invisibly.
We run into each other.
I would like to actually, like, as we do this, as we run away, I want to cast Earth Tremor behind us to hopefully throw them off the trail.
Okay. So what does that involve?
Okay. You cause a tremor in the ground within range. Each creature other than you in that area must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, a creature takes 1d6 bludgeoning damage and is knocked prone. That's what I'm actually going for.
Okay.
If the ground is loose, earth, or stone, it becomes difficult terrain. Yeah, it's basically I'm trying to just make everybody fall. So casting one action range. Yeah, so it's like I can cast it 10 feet away from me. So we'll run, and then I'll like lob it. I'll like lob the casting back like a grenade into the midst of where all they're, where they're all standing.
That's perfect. What do I need to roll for a save?
It is a dexterity saving throw, and my save DC is a 14.
Okay.
This will slow him down.
Ooh. Well, hold on. Okay. So you throw this tremor, and all of the guards three Stooges style, just like bump into each other and like knock heads, and you hear bowling ball hitting bowling pins, and they fall to the ground. And then even though you don't see what's happening, the camera sees that Dyrus Coggle is unaffected by this.
I left the 10 pin.
Shit.
And he is bald too.
7-11, 7-10 split.
And he is a bald man too. So it fits perfectly. Perfect. So yeah. So he, you know what? Hold on a second. I wasn't expecting this to happen so soon. So let me shoot. That looks at something quick. Yeah, it's probably easier just look it up on my phone. Okay. So yeah. So he is like, yeah, he basically is like, well, I guess we're going to have to do things the hard way. And he points his scepter. I'm going to call it scepter because I like that. He points the scepter at both of you and casts Entangle. And vines that look almost kind of like the hedge maze go to grasp your legs. So I want you both to roll me a strength saving throw.
Is it strength or dex? It
looks like it says strength.
Huh. Okay.
A creature in the area when you cast the spell must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained.
Okay.
Ooh, 14? 14 for me.
Nice. Yeah, they both kind of try to get, like, it gets around one of Black Claw's legs and one of Soot's legs, and you snap it in twain. Ooh. As you run off. And you hear Dyrus say, as you're running away, he says, "Oh, the chase continues. I do say, I'm very intrigued to see where this leaves us."
I say.
I know. I'm like, I wanted to do like a Salem Preacher kind of thing, but I was basically just being that is that rooster from whatever.
Yeah, there's a Foghorn Leghorn and like a Boss Hoss element. I love it. Whatever that guy's name was.
He sounds like a giant rooster.
he does.
I may be a cop, but I am not a rooster.
He looks like an asshole. He sounds like a giant rooster. It looks like an asshole.
That's good.
Oh, shit. Well, that guy could clearly sense us, so that's no fun.
That's not good at all.
We need to continue. We need to go. What time is it now? Did that take like 3 hours?
I imagine our watches. The whole thing probably took like 20 minutes.
Yeah, right, if that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 1:25 right now. No.
God.
So I want Black Claws, I want you to roll me a wisdom check.
14.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
14.
Boy, every time you talk, all I hear is the teen. I don't hear anything else. It's weird.
14.
Thank you. It's probably works on when we're taping it. For some reason, I don't hear it. Must be my stupid headphones. Anyway, yeah. So you remember that even though you know, it's probably not going to be a good idea to stay in the school at the moment, there is an inn just outside of the school that you might be able to hide out at.
We're running hand in hand like fucking school kids towards the inn.
So we're going to the inn. What about that Oni? Is this how we're going out a different direction?
Oh, I think the Oni's been dealt with.
Yeah, I put it asleep, I think.
No, there was a severe that popped me out of the, and he screamed, and I think he's dead.
Okay. All right.
Or at least dispelled.
All right. We'll go with it. We'll go to the inn.
Jesus. I mean, unless you want to go somewhere else. I mean,
I don't know where else to go. No, I don't know my way around this. I've never been here before. So far, it hasn't been a great first visit to Flitter Bay.
It has not been a welcome return.
Yes, I can see why you left.
What did you do at the school?
I didn't do anything at the school. I came in here and I went right to the library.
Did you see him?
I did. Yeah, he was going to help me. That's who we're going to go meet at midnight in the back of the library. But at the time, it was because you were stuck in that dagger. But I believe he wants to help you. But we have to go to the back of the library at midnight.
Well, I imagine it'll be harder for us to gain access at this point.
I think we could just, I think it should be fine. I mean, did he mean the inside? I don't think he meant like inside the library. I think I'm meeting him like in the back. Maybe it's
like behind the bleachers.
Yeah, like exactly. Like under the bleachers to smoke weed and do sex.
Well, I think I could use the first part.
I just heard about all that stuff. I never actually participated in it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let's table that for now. See how the rest of the night turns out.
Like, I wonder what that was like. Right, yeah, right. We'll just wait.
Because you could be anyone, but I would imagine that Coggle would remember me. Not that he would be out on patrol this evening, but...
I don't know. I don't know if we can like assume that he's just not going to like smell us now. He seemed to be able to just sense us.
Maybe he has a true sight or some other magical aid. Mm. But he didn't know who we were, though.
No, that's true. He just knew we were invisible.
Sense us, but not see us.
Okay. Well, I still think we should try to get back there by midnight, because I think that's why we're here. So he seemed very eager to help you.
Well, I think I need a bath.
Oh, we could definitely get a bath. You definitely need a bath.
And even though you like a lot of the billowing is gone, like there's maybe like just a little bit of hint of like poof every once in a while comes off of your fur.
Yeah.
It's almost completely gone, but it's just a weird like it's just like if somebody's like a chimney sweep and just like there's shit on them that's waiting to fall off eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A bath would do good.
Yeah, so I guess we go in. So drop the spells out of sight, right? So find a spot where no one is like walking by. Drop the spells. Go into the inn and rent a room, or maybe you should drop your spell, go in and rent a room, and I will follow you up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
Right. So no one sees me. Not that anybody would necessarily remember me, but also like there's no point in finding out.
No, definitely not. All right.
Yeah. So just as a reminder, there was only one way into the school, but I'll just say that you kept your invincibility on, went out the exit without being detected, and you made it to the inn, which is called the Mountain Peak.
I haven't taken a single effing note. It's been concentrating.
Hey, that's what role playing is. You got to get immersed.
Yeah, I don't like the.
I should be taking all the notes, and I basically have done nothing either. So I'm just weaving a tale.
I don't even know what to put. Yep, Mountain Peak Inn. That's my note for the session.
So yeah, so as soon as you get into the inn, it's like it's a real nice establishment. Nice bustling place. No one really gives you like a second thought. Basically, everyone's just kind of having a good time. They have like a bar on the side, and there's a spot for taking a drink and stuff like that. But there's also like a little spot where it looks like someone is the innkeeper that's, you know, taking money and running down names and stuff like that as far as who's going to be staying the night. And there is some live music in the corner, and it's quite upbeat and quite saucy.
I saunter up to the bar to get a room. I'm probably looking pretty haggard and tired.
Yeah. So you see a small halfling that is taking down names and stuff like that, and she looks your way, and she's like,
"Hey, buddy, what can I do for you today?"
"I would like a room for the evening."
"Just you?"
"Yes, please. And a bath, if that could be arranged."
She says, "You have to pay a little bit more coin for the room because it comes with a bath."
"That's totally fine. I am exhausted, and I am just in dire need of rest and bathing.
Oh, you look kind of haggard, if I do say so myself. I think you're going to need that room.
Yes, please. It has been a long night. How much? How much for the room and bath and everything?
That'll be 3 silver.
3 silver. Excellent. I will give you 3 silver. And I do it. Oh, I added it by accident.
I say in your head, give her a gold and tell her, maybe not, right? That'd be suspicious. Give her a gold and tell her you didn't see us. But that would be super suspicious.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it at the 3 silver. Exactly. I feel like with them being like, that would be suspicious.
Yeah.
I'd give her the 3 silver. Thank you very much.
Yeah. She gives you a room key. She says, of course, sir. There's anything else you need, just let me know.
Maybe a warm saucer of milk.
A warm saucer of milk, you say? Think I can do that.
Thank you. I throw maybe an extra, I give her an extra silver for the warm saucer of milk.
Nice. She's like, thank you. And she like puts it in her pocket instead of recording it on her little sheet or whatever.
I just kind of squint and just whatever. I walk to the room. With nice. My warm saucer of milk. That's for Black Claw, clearly.
Do you follow him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. She kind of points to you. She's like, where are you going, sir?
I hold my hand up in front of myself because I assume I'm still invisible.
Oh, you're invisible still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
I'm
drop
sorry.
The invisibility.
Yeah, it was just I did not realize that you did that. Okay. Yep. No. Yeah. You go undetected.
I lob another earth tremor grenade in the middle of the inn and we run.
Just destruction no matter where you leave, where you visit and where you leave. Head up to the room. It's a nice spacious room. There's only one bed, but it's big enough if you guys wanted to share it at all. If you didn't, you wouldn't have to. It's a nice metal tub there. Eventually she comes to the room, knocks on the door. I'm assuming Black Claws hides. Mm-hmm. And she brings like a steaming pot of water and pours it into the, well, maybe she just goes back and forth and fills up your tub. And she's just like, have a good scrub.
Oh, thank you so much. This is going to be amazing.
Enjoy your stay at the Mountain Peak.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I see her out.
Yep. So you guys are in for the night.
Right. I put the saucer down on the floor.
Why would you put that on the floor?
I was going to sit at the table. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry. I put the saucer of milk on the table.
Where's my back? would you like to take the bath first? Because I'm done, it will be full of hair.
That's a great point because I've got nothing. So the water will probably still be as clean as it is now. So I take a very quick bath and then I get out.
I pound the saucer of milk.
Yeah. I kind of look confused. I always kind of pictured cats like gently lapping up the milk from a saucer. No, that's fine. He just downed it. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, seriously, it's like someone chugging a big beer from a long day. You know, clinks it on the table. It's like, ugh. Unbuttons his pants and that kind of thing.
All dribbling down my chin. when he's done, I'll jump in. Say, what did Jorfin say?
Oh, he seemed very concerned that you were trapped in a dagger, and he seemed to believe that he had a way to help you. But we really didn't get to talking about much else. So it was more like, hey, come back at midnight and we'll do this thing. But now the circumstances have changed. So I think it might just be it might just be nice that for him to see you. Might be a nice reunion, but also he can help us with all the other stuff too. That was kind of the secondary objective here, right?
I suppose. I wonder if we put him at more risk at this point in meeting with him. I did not realize the school would be locked down quite as well as it is.
I mean, I feel like as willing as he appeared to be to help, he probably isn't so worried about any risk. I mean, it's quite likely that he's engaging in some of the very activities that the school looks down upon now.
I remember him as being more straight-laced. I don't know that he would be casting any magic that would be questionable at this point. Perhaps.
Well, maybe just driven to help a friend then.
Hmm. He was like that. Well, I suppose we can try to go back, assess the situation, see if was there any, did you have to check in when you went through?
Yeah, there was a whole thing. I had to I had to manipulate them, and I gave some gold. I mean, I could probably.
Those people should just go in the rooms. Why would they even be having that conversation in the hallway?
Not that. Anyway, yes, the, what was I saying?
We were talking about Jorfa.
Yes. Seemed very anxious to help you. You know, it was, from what I could tell, there was legitimate concern that you were trapped in a dagger.
No, we also talked about you had to grease a few palms.
Yes, I greased palms. I did. I greased palms and I cast friends. So all of that had happened. So I'm not sure how much that would buy me now, assuming that word got around that there were dark magic users. Perhaps they assumed it was me because they would have known that I cast friends upon them. But, you can.
You can change your shape, and no one
can.
Saw
no, I definitely will not be going back as the same person that I went in. No, definitely not.
There weren't. Well, I mean, there were some Tabaxi. They were not none as striking as myself, of course.
None are. None are, or ever will be again.
I may stick out. Is the problem?
Well, is there any way? I mean, I wonder how much time. What time is it? Is there time to take a nap and maybe recoup some of these spells?
Yeah, let's say now it's like 3 or 4 o'clock. And I don't know if you guys talked about it, but when Jorfin talked to you, he said that to meet at midnight behind the library.
Yes. Okay. Can we do a short rest and get spells back? Is that how that works?
I think it's a long rest.
Well, you would still technically... I would give it to you because if it was if you slept 8 hours, that would be close to midnight. So like, let's just say it's like 3 and you slept into a certain point. Yeah, I would just give you that long rest. I'm not going to be like critical about it. But yes, you'd have to get a long rest to get all your spells back.
OK, yeah, that makes sense. OK, yeah, I'm just thinking of the invisibility, but I mean, if all I'm doing is I would just change the way I looked and just, you know, do that whole thing over again. yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to give it to us, we can take it. But if not, it's okay. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, no, you can take a long rest. I'm cool with that.
So did the layout of the school change at all? Right. So like my head canon was it like, you know, it's like a regular college campus, right? It's just like open concept where you could, you know, walk in from over there, or like pass out from over here. Are there walls?
When I talked about it last time we got together, I think it was the last time that was only, there was only one entrance and there was walls that lined the whole school.
Okay. How high are the walls?
I would say probably about 15 feet high.
They're like compound like.
And you don't remember those being there.
Okay. So as I'm recollecting this,
I got roped too.
I say the walls are a new addition to the campus. That was not like that before. If you had to pass through security to get in the afternoon, a few well-placed gold coins, I guess, would work. But I'm not sure that would work at night. There would be no reason for anyone to visit the campus at midnight. I don't think.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. It's probably going to be more of a stealth approach thing, for sure.
We may want to then take a sleep. For a while, perhaps cast invisibility again to get in and get out. Unless you would like to observe the comings and goings, unless there is some sort of parapet, we won't be able to observe anyone on the walls. So there's no way to know what the interval would be for us to perhaps climb the wall.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best bet, the invisibility thing. Let's do the rest. We'll get our invisibility casts back, and then
That'll be our way in and to behind the library.
I believe that should work. I can't imagine that Coggle would be manning the gates at night.
No, I can't imagine that either. But they'll all be on high alert for sure.
I would think so. I mean, if nothing happens for the next 8 or 9 hours, it may lull them back in.
Yeah, I mean, if he's looking for us, he's not going to be able to find us. So I think that's a good thing. We'll do that. We'll do the long rest, and then we'll freshen up. We'll wake up all refreshed and rearing to go.
And then I look down at my chest. Are those stars still either lit or unlit or whatever happened when I was inside the knife?
Yes, they are all lit again.
Okay, so it's like a reset.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like stroke the fur where the stars are, and I say, when I was in the dagger, when I fought so I got into a knife fight with the demon.
A knife fight inside a knife.
It's very meta.
So cool.
But it didn't go very well. I mean, I got a couple of good licks in, but it's not really my forte per se. But this new, like, he holds his wrist up with the snake on it. This is very handy.
Yeah, it is a very, very cool weapon for sure.
But strokes of its fur against the stars winked out as I. So we were going back and forth, and he would swing and I would swing, and it felt like forever. I heard a voice, a whisper, and this orb of magical energy began to expand and push out that, I believe it destroyed the demon, but it also caused these stars to wink out.
Like you were casting something from your...
It's channeling something, perhaps?
Channeling. Oh, that's interesting information, I suppose.
I had the sense, I believe, that if I opened myself up to the voices, that it would grant some additional power.
Okay. Sort of like giving yourself over to a higher power?
I suppose so.
Well, that sounds fun.
I mean, it was ultimately helpful.
It got you out of the dagger, so that's fine. That's true.
I'm not sure. I don't know how to feel about it.
I mean, it sounds to me like it's just a continuation of, you wielding the power of reality conquering demigod or whatever. So, keep at it, and maybe one day we'll get to the culmination of all of that.
He like looks down and kind of like scratches at the fur again.
So just like frowns every time you do that, thinking about his own stars that he refuses to acknowledge.
So well, is definitely a really good life coach, because he's like, just keep at it.
Just keep trying. Maybe we'll see what is supposed to happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, could it be any worse than what Eric the Beguiler, Mr. Beguiler, is planning?
I don't think either one is ideal,
That's probably fair.
It's almost like two, powerful beings and a race against time to destroy time.
Well,
I mean, I'm probably wrong. I could be misreading the situation, but it's on me now. And then I've seen what I've seen. Look, let's just, this has been a long 25 minutes. I think let's try to get some rest, and then we'll go meet Jorfin and see what he can add to this mystery. Right? I mean, he might have some insight for you that might help you understand something? I don't know. Maybe he's got some information for us to find out where we should do next. Because we're just off the beaten path at this point.
Maybe we could whiteboard a few things. Just throw some things out and see what sticks.
Right, and like draw some lines in between words that are circled, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we could get some yarn and make cover the wall with pictures and connect things.
My eyes get real big when you say yarn.
yeah.
Tip of my tail starts to twitch. I push the saucer off the table.
just looks at it. He's like, just scratches his head, like, my God. how have we gotten here? How did we get here?
I guess we go to sleep.
Yeah, let's do this rest to get these invisibilities back.
Perfect.
I curl up at the bottom of the bed. I weigh like 8,000 pounds. You're trying to pull the blankets up.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's like going like halfway up my, just the most uncomfortable, like that's not comfortable at all. That makes it less restful.
All right, we're going to call it there. I think that's a good place to stop.
We zonk out like completely. That's right. Doesn't take long at all.
Yep. You guys have been through a lot, especially Black Claws. He's been on fire. He's got billowing. He fought a demon. He needs a rest.
There's so much. Yes.
That's right.
I'm just done with this day.
This is done.
I need my wine glass. Need a charcuterie tray.
We set an alarm for like 11:30.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.